in open field, 20, on. 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Friday, this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Really nice show for you tonight. Hanford Top Dog Dixon joins us. We're going to talk about the draft with him, really the first time he's had a chance to weigh in on that. We're also going to get a national perspective on the draft from the highly respected Gil Brandt from NFL.com, SiriusXM, NFL Radio. He was the architect, the chief architect of those Cowboys America's Team teams in the 1970s and still going strong at evaluating personnel. This guy breaks it down like no one I know in the business who is not actually doing drafting for teams. I mean, he conducts himself the way he did when he headed up the personnel for the Cowboys back in the day. Still does that for those media entities and for shows like this. He'll come on and is very familiar with everything the Browns are doing, with the players especially that the Browns selected, and he'll give us some insights on that. We'll also get into the free agent signings, those 18 undrafted free agents that the Browns acquired, and get Gil's thoughts there. You're also going to hear from Paul Kruger, Browns outside linebacker. He sits down with Jameer Howerton. Going to talk about the Browns adding his younger brother Dave, a defensive tackle from Utah, Dave Kruger, as one of the undrafted free agents to this team. We always welcome and love your thoughts, the ones that you share with us via our Browns Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which of course is at Browns underscore daily, and you follow me and send me questions, comments, at VICCARUCCI. Our email address, where we get a whole lot of emails from you, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Love that as well, and you leave voicemails too. Now yet another way, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Let's get to it with Bruce from Facebook. He says, we got a starting corner, listing what came out of this draft, a starting rush backer, starting wide receiver, Devon Bess, of course, via the trade, plus moved up for next year. Couldn't fill all the needs this year. The D is going to be nice, Bruce says. And if Brandon Whedon can take care of the rock, we can win 9 games with our schedule. Okay. I'd put that in the optimistic category, given where this team has been. You're talking about a 4-win improvement, and you're talking about better play at the quarterback position, which in Whedon's case means fewer interceptions. So those are the jumps that you're taking with that perspective. I'm on board with the idea that how this thing is put together could lead to improvement. I just don't know in May here, May 3rd here, that I can say the Browns more than double their win total. Not ready to go there. I got to see more in off-season workouts before I can be that confident, Bruce. But I like your optimism. And the schedule, and again, it's meaningless to go by, well, last year's records and its strength or weakness based on that. But I think the way the schedule is laid out, and I've written this for ClevelandBrowns.com, I think the way the schedule is laid out gives the Browns some opportunity to get some traction, get some run, especially with that 3-game home stretch in the first half of the year and the fact that a difficult back-to-back road stretch at Baltimore and Minnesota happened. That happens in weeks 2 and 3. So if there's a good time to have that, that would be it. Tim from email. What is the future of the Browns now that our owner, Jimmy Haslam, is undergoing investigation? Should we worry? It seems to us, Tim says, Browns fans can't catch a break. Well, Tim, I'd be lying if I told you I knew any more about the investigation of Pilot Flying J than you do. From the standpoint of just knowing what I read, what I hear in media. That's really the extent of what I know about this. And I'll just speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for all Browns employees here because there are others at other levels that I'm sure are more privy to things than I am. But this is what I know, what you know. And what I've heard from a man I've gotten to know over the course of the better part of a year now is that he says he did nothing wrong. Not only has he said that publicly, but he said that to my face privately. So I'm taking that, and that's the extent of the conversation I've had about this, but that's what I'm going to go on. And I've had every reason to trust and believe in what he's been all about, what he's brought aboard since he got here, and nothing's changed from that standpoint. The job within this team, what we've been doing on a day-to-day basis has not changed. So you ask, should we worry? I'm in no position to tell you that you should or shouldn't worry, because it would mean that I know more than I do if I'm saying that to you. And I can't say I know enough to tell you one way or another on that worry scale. And as someone who works for the team, do I think about it? Of course. You're not human if you don't. But like anything else, and so much goes on at so many different levels and layers on a team, and I previously had worked within the National Football League, you a lot of things happen. Just thinking back to the lockout year, right? The lockout year of off-season of 2011, before I joined the Browns, and there was so much worry and trepidation through that. But on a day-to-day basis, the reminders that you got from those for whom you worked was, do your job, focus on what you're doing, just stay with what you can handle and be responsible for and take care of and control, and that is your job, and that's it. So that's how we're approaching this. That's how I'm approaching this. All right, we're just getting this thing started, and in about 2 minutes, you're going to hear from the top dog. Hanford Dixon will get his thoughts on the draft. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, a Motown Friday edition right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords, or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for a real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on our Value Plus plans, visit medmutual.com/valueplus. Official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Freeze in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on a $45 smartphone plan.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
It's a Motown Friday, and that means Motown rejoin music throughout the show. And Browns Fans Unite, season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Hanford Top Dog Dixon is a regular on this show, and he joins us via the Revel Wireless Hotline. Hanford, haven't had a chance to really get through the draft and talk about it with you, so let's do that. And I want to start in the obvious place with you, and that is with the third-round pick, Leon McFadden, a cornerback from San Diego State. The first thing I like about this guy is that I think he brings that instinctive thing, that intelligence thing, the stuff that when we talk about defensive backs, you know, I know you place a high value on. I mean, you got to have the athletic skill. That's a given. But it takes more than that. And this is a pretty complicated defensive scheme to work in. And I think a corner is going to be asked to do a lot and better know a lot.
Well, and you know, no question, Vic, and you and I have talked about it, especially in this game with Coach Ray Horton. You have to be able to play man-to-man defense. And talking about the kid McFadden, that's one of his strengths. I mean, the kid definitely is a man-to-man cover guy. He's the type of guy with some work, you know, who knows how good he could possibly be. You know, it was funny, you know, I listened to him talk and him talking about the things that he do well. And if you ask him, he'll tell you that his strength are is being able to cover wide receivers man-to-man. And what I really, really like about it, Vic, you know, I was talking with Joe. He and I went to the game at the Cube, the arena football game. Right. And we were talking about the kid, and Joe said he was going to reach out to him, and I understand that already he has. He's reached out to the young man.
Joe,
and he's going to pretty much, yeah, and he's going to pretty much going to take him underneath his wings. But I'm excited about the pick, and obviously we needed a corner, and I really believe this kid have an opportunity to come in here and really compete for that starting cornerback's job.
And I think the thing, too, people will point to the height and say maybe not tall enough at under 5'10". How big of an issue is that with you?
Well, it's not at all. I mean, it's not a big issue, and you know, because, you know, I hear people say all the time, you know, it's just like I was talking to Josh Gordon, and I told Josh, I said, man, I wouldn't let you off the line of scrimmage. And, you know, the competitive come out of him, and he said, yeah, I'd like to see you try, you know. But my point is, I always liked the bigger receivers. I mean, I'm not a small guy. I'm about 6 foot tall, mm-hmm. And Minnie, we all know that Minnie was, you know, probably 5'10 or somewhere around there. But I'm telling you, the corners, what they could do is, as long as they have, and McFadden, he's going to develop more upper body strength and not lose his speed. But if you got that upper body strength, to me, it's much easier to jam those big receivers. And obviously, you don't have to worry about the little scat, what I call receivers, because he can get a hold of those guys and he can run with them. But I am not worried about his size at all. You know, if you talk to him and you listen to him, you can tell the young man have what it takes to play corner. And that is, you have to have confidence and you have to believe in yourself and you have to have a short memory. Because obviously, these guys, talking about the wide receivers, they're the, you know, they're world-class sprinters. They're the best athletes in the world. And from time to time, they're going to win. But you can't let them win often, and you have to have a sharp memory, and you have to believe in yourself, and he's got all those tools.
You bring up such great points there. When it comes down to, first of all, jamming at the line of scrimmage, having some weight, having some girth to your body, and on 193 pounds, I think he satisfies that. But it's not just that, the weight, the muscle. It's the willingness to put yourself into that other player, right? Make that contact, because isn't it all about, you know, throwing him off his route, throwing off the timing, and so many of these passing games are basically based on timing. So any disruption off the line is key. And it seems to me that even if the guy is taller than him, and he's going to face a lot of receivers that are taller than him, he can kind of get into their bodies in that safe area, that five-yard area, right, enough to keep them off their routes.
Well, see, you're so right. And again, I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. Because and you hit on all the right things, because the thing about bump and run is to disrupt the timing between the wide receiver and the quarterback. And if you get that jam on the wide receiver, if I'm the quarterback, when I'm going back there and I'm looking over there to, say, for instance, to my left or to my right at the wide receiver, and if I see this guy is jammed up, or if he's caught up with the defensive back, immediately, what that's telling me is that I have to go somewhere else, because I don't have time to wait to see if he's going to come free, you know. And you're right. That's what that's all about, is disrupting the timing between that and the quarterback. But Vic, you know what? And talking a little bit about McFadden, you know, I've watched him, and what I really, really like about him, always as a corner, as a defensive back, it's also very, very important that you keep your weight down and your weight underneath you, because what that allows you to do is to make those turns. If a receiver's running a post corner, if he's running an out, you know, it allows you to make those turns. And what I also like is his feet, because he always, as a defensive back, we always try to keep our feet shoulder width apart and not get them wide, because if you get them wide, you're dead right there. That receiver can open you up, and he can do pretty much whatever he want to do to you, even if you back off or if you bump and run. And this kid seems to keep his feet right where they're supposed to be, talking about shoulder width apart.
Hanford Dixon is joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Great stuff here, Hanford, in the technical conversation, and I want to take it another step. The term technique, always used with corners in covering receivers, and a lot of this you covered in that initial area coming off the line of scrimmage and body positioning, but now you're in the route with the guy. And walk me through this. The idea of, okay, you are 5'9 and change, and you've got that receiver who's towering over 6 foot tall. How do you? What are some of the ways that the corner then helps to close that gap in height with technique? And I guess what I'm also talking about is where he's positioning himself, the jumping point, all those things. Right? They come into play there.
Well, see, the key, Vic, is you can't. You have to be in the right position before you can even make a play on the ball, or if you can make a play on the ball. And what I mean by that is, throughout that whole process of whether you're playing off or whether you're playing on, you have to have good head position. And what I mean by good head position is, say, for instance, we're playing man-to-man and the receiver breaks and runner out. Okay, immediately when he breaks and run that out, a guy like McFadden, or even a guy like myself that have that, you know, a little bit more height, you have to take your head position right to that wide receiver. And again, what you can't do is you can't look to make a play on the ball until you're right there, you're able to touch the wide receiver. Because if you look as soon as you go into that break, what's going to happen is it's going to stop you from making up really, really good time in order to get to the receiver to make a play on the ball. Because if you look right away, you can't make a play anyway. Because nice. If the ball is thrown properly, and see what it does now, Vic, if you're up on that wide receiver, and say, for instance, he's running the go route with you, and if you're up on him, if you're able now, when you have your shoulder right there on him and the quarterback is throwing the ball, you can make a play on that ball. Now, sometimes you got a quarterback that's going to put it in position where can't anybody catch it but that wide receiver. Sometimes that's going to happen. That's not going to happen often, but sometimes it is. And that's why I said you've got to have a short memory. You can't worry about that. But most of the time, 95, 98% of the time, that cornerback is going to be able to make a play on the ball.
Now, another thing that helps out cornerbacks, as you well know, is a strong pass rush. And the Browns taking that to heart with their first pick in this draft, sixth overall, getting Markievicz Mingo, LSU player, a guy who looks like he has the goods to be a pass rusher. But and I think most importantly, when you connect it to the fact that you already have a Paul Kruger as part of this pass rush, you brought in Desmond Bryant. You got to look at the whole picture, and it looks to me like the enhancement is there. And if nothing else, if this guy is just off the edge and just turn loose on the quarterback, that should enhance the Browns' ability to force some mistakes from those quarterbacks and help those DBs.
Well, I'm sitting here while you're talking, and I'm just laughing because I'm laughing. I was thinking about those guys and those guys up front and those guys that are going to get after the quarterback, and I say, man, if I had those guys, I could probably played a little longer in the league. And it's amazing how good a good pass rush, how good they make a defensive back. Because what happens is then you could take some chances because you know the quarterback is not going to have all day to throw the football because your guys are going to get after it. Vic, when I look at the guys that we have up front, the guys that are going to rush the quarterback, again, it just puts a smile on my face because we are going to cause havoc. We are going to put pressure on it. We are going to cause hits on the quarterback. We are going to make those guys know that they're in a game. And I'm telling you, with addition of obviously Kruger, we know this guy, what he did in Baltimore and last year and in the Super Bowl. I mean, just getting to the quarterback, and Bryant, we brought him in, and Mingo, and it's going to be interesting. And we know Ray Horton, he's going to turn it loose. And that's what I was telling Joe the other night. I said, man, let me tell you something. It's going to be man-to-man, baby. And he welcomed the challenge, and I'm sure McFadden is going to welcome the challenge. But I like where we're headed with this defense, and I think we're going to create some more turnovers and be able to turn that ball over to our offense.
I want to talk to you about opportunities, Hanford. You came in as a premium pick, of course, to the Browns when you entered the league. But there are players every year who are added via undrafted free agency, and the Browns picking up 18 of those guys, and they'll be on the field along with the draft picks a week from today when mini camp begins. And how these stories play out is fascinating to me because, these are the hungry guys. These are the guys that everybody passed over, and now they come in with a chip on their shoulder. They come in to prove something, and they don't have that issue of, okay, I was a high pick, therefore there's a lot of pressure on me. They have no pressure. They're just mad. And I would think that they play with that attitude. You've been around those players as a player. You've been around those players post-career as a player. How do you see that in particular? I know we don't know who these guys are yet, but you could get some. Look at what this team did. Tayshawn Gibson, Craig Robertson. I mean, there are players who got meaningful playing time on the Browns from undrafted free agency, and it's happened time and time again through the years.
Well, what we used to say, Vic, and it's funny, we used to always have a little phrase, and I used to say it myself, a star is born. A star is born. You never know who that star is going to be, but a star is going to be born out of those guys because, again, those guys, they come on, when a coach when they go in and they bring all these guys in, we need bodies for mini camp, we need bodies for training camp, but you always have one or two of those guys where the cream starts to rise to the top, and that's what's going to happen. And we don't know who it's going to be, but one of these guys is going to make the best out of the chances they have, and I just can't wait to see who it's going to be out of these guys. But you're right, you had a guy like me that was a first round draft pick that didn't have to worry about making the team. I came in right away. All I had to do was worried about making myself better, making myself a better player. But you got these guys, they have nothing to lose. They have to make this football team, and they have to catch one of the coach's eye. And if they do that, then they have the opportunity to make this football team.
Hanford, outstanding as always. We appreciate you taking the time, and let's do this again next week.
You got it, my friend.
He is the top dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Communities and businesses depend on each other.
Successful companies can make a difference in people's lives, and we need them involved now more than ever.
I want to work with a company that's invested in my community.
A company that cares about Cleveland and the people who live here.
I'm Brian Kurtz, a Baird financial advisor and a proud Cleveland resident. Baird has been part of Cleveland for more than a decade, and all of us who call it home believe strongly in giving back to the community. That's why we support local organizations like St. Martin de Porres, Achievement Centers for Children, and Hattie Larlem. Because at Baird, we believe improving people's lives is a big part of what we do, and we know that genuine caring is critical to doing it well.
Discover a financial partner who cares about Cleveland. Visit BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight through Sunday against the Bowie Bay Sox. Tonight at 7:05, it's another Friday fireworks as the Arrows light up the sky immediately following the game. It's also Space Day, Star Trek versus Star Wars. Come dressed as your favorite Wookiee, and may the Force be with you. Saturday, it's University of Akron night with free Jim Tressel bobbleheads, and Sunday is fun for the whole family. Gates open at 6 tonight, and seats start at just $5. Call 897-ARROWS or go online at akronarrows.com. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ballgame.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
We're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Love Motown Fridays. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it's time to take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton sits down with Browns outside linebacker Paul Kruger. Lots to talk about with the offseason workouts going on and the fact that one of his younger brothers, Dave Kruger, is joining the Browns via undrafted free agency. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Paul, thanks for taking time out to join us. There's been a lot of work on the field as well as in the classroom. Fill us in. What's been going on?
Just getting ready. Everything from, you know, learning your assignments and physical. I think most of the stuff we're doing right now is, you know, physical preparation, just, you know, run a lot of running, stretching, lifting, agilities, you know, working on position stuff. So I think we're doing a great job of working hard and, you know, getting ourselves ready for camp and you know, getting a lot of the basics taken care of right now.
Due to the new CBA rules, while you guys are on the field, you're only allowed to work with your specific group, offense or defense. There is no contact. But while working with the defensive unit on the field, what are you guys working on?
A lot of position-specific things as far as the physical stuff goes. And then, you know, we get together as a defense, go through a lot of the, you know, the defensive schemes, you know, understand the concepts. And so when we come together as a whole defense, it's usually more mental preparation. Then we break out with our own position groups. You know, we're doing a lot of drills and technique stuff.
From evaluating the first mini camp, how far along in the offseason process is this defense?
I think we're on the right track. The biggest thing I've seen is the effort is off the charts. You know, people are working hard. Everybody's into it. There's just a good mentality right now, and that'll take you a long way. So all the other stuff will fall into place. You know, when camp starts, you know, you'll know exactly where you're at as far as, you know, moving together as a defense or offense. But right now, I think we're giving a lot of effort and preparing well. So,
Paul, when you look at this year's draft class and you look at Barkevious Mingo, what are your thoughts?
From what I hear, really good player, explosive, good athlete. So I'm excited to get him here. I'm excited to get all these guys. I think on the 9th they can come. So it's going to be exciting to add those new guys and new faces. And young guys always give you a little boost, a little life. You know, the youth just, it just makes it exciting. So I'm glad we're getting him here.
Now, the Kruger family established a presence on draft day. Let's talk about that. Your brother Joe was drafted by the Eagles, and your brother Dave was signed here as a free agent. How excited are you for your brothers?
Yeah, I can't tell you how excited I am. I'm just really proud of both of them. They've worked their tails off to get to where they're at. And you know, I thought Joe should have been drafted a little higher, just my own opinion. He's a crazy athlete. I mean, I think you're going to hear his name a lot in the next couple of years especially. But, yeah, he went to the Eagles. I think that's a great fit for him. You know, they're going to move him to a 5 technique, so he's going to have to put on some weight. David's coming here. Man, Coach Joe is off the charts. I think he's going to have him you see how they're going through the bags and stuff, so they're going to get him right for sure.
While they were going through the draft process, what was some of the advice that you shared with them?
I was just telling him to, you know, not worry about it, because sometimes you can get caught up in, oh, I'm going here, he called me, you know, different teams are showing different levels of interest, and so you just can't get caught up in all that, because it never turns out the way you think. And so I was just telling him, just relax, just let the day take care of itself, and you know, what you've done to make it to the NFL has already been done, so it's kind of out of your hands at that point.
Paul, putting your scouting cap on there for a minute, how do you evaluate each of your brothers, starting with Joe?
Joe, like I said, he's a freak athlete. He's just one of those guys that doesn't come around very often. 6'7", 270, lean. I mean, just kind of built like an NBA basketball player. But he's like a young Great Dane. You know what I mean? Doesn't know how to use his body exactly yet. But there's going to come a time in the next 6 months, year, I think, that it's going to click for him. And I would compare him to a guy like, you know, Jared Allen. He's just got that body type and that ability, and I'm really excited for him. He's got a lot to work on, but his upside is off the charts. David is kind of a workhorse, you know, real by the book, you know, works his tail off, strong as, you know, crazy strong. He's not as explosive as he needs to be, but I think his upside is, you know, huge too. I mean, he's just, I'm obviously biased, these are my brothers, but I think they're both got bright futures, so we'll see what happens.
And for Dave, it's going to be somewhat of a comfort having his older brother here to help him through this process, because being a rookie, things can get a little overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's told them, you know, your first year is going to be the toughest. It just is. I mean, that's just the way it goes for everybody. You know, you get adjusted, new faces. So I think it's going to be big to be here with David and help him through the process. You know, he knows what to expect. And I'm really excited to get him here. So
even though he plays on a defensive line, will you still make him carry your helmet and pads after practice?
Nah, man, I'm not into all that. Those young guys get enough abuse as it is, so just let them take it easy.
And lastly, Paul, OTAs get underway mid-May, and then you guys have one last mandatory mini camp early June. Speak to the importance of this time right now before you guys kick off training camp.
Yeah, it's, we have a big break. We have, June 7th through whenever we have to report, the 20th of July or whatever it is. So I think this next month, you know, month and a week or whatever it is, it's just a matter of, you know, creating a mentality and creating a culture on the team, and that'll carry you into camp and just, you know, skip a beat. You know, you get here and, you know, you can get right into the important things instead of worrying about, you know, getting in shape and creating a family type team. Those things have already been taken care of, so that when you get into camp, you can simply just get onto the real important stuff, which is, you know, schemes, getting timing down for the offense, getting the blitzes down for the D, understanding concepts. I mean, those are the real important things. So if we can take care of getting ourselves physically ready, getting the mindset of where we need to be, that's the important thing right now.
Well, Paul, thanks for your time, and good luck moving forward.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
Thanks, Jameer. Thanks, Paul. And we've got much more coming up for you. You're going to get a national perspective on the Browns next. Gil Brandt from NFL.com, from SiriusXM NFL Radio, will offer his insights and thoughts on the Browns draft, on what they've done with those undrafted free agents being added to the team. That's next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak & Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak & Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
All right, girls, Mother's Day is next week. What should we get Mommy?
Daddy, how about we get her a kitten?
Well, that's a sweet idea, Emma. Let's think of some more.
Daddy, how about we get her a ballerina?
Very good, Chloe. Let's keep thinking.
I know, Daddy. Let's get Mommy her own spaceship.
Good one, Molly. Good one. Oh, boy.
Mother's Day is next week. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your wife or any important mom in your life? Right now, Sherry's Berries has an amazing last-minute deal. You can get our giant gourmet hand-dipped strawberries for just $19.99. These mouth-watering berries are covered in premium gourmet toppings like chocolate chips and nuts for only $19.99. You pick the delivery date and your berries are guaranteed to arrive beautiful and delicious. But hurry, because Mother's Day is next week and this incredible deal ends Friday. The only way to get this incredible deal is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's berries.com, secret code 7070.
Richardson with a cutback to the 5, to the 2, still second, to the 1, push, going in at the goal line, touchdown, Richardson!
Worldwide leader, and the Cleveland Browns are together at last.
Whedon looking right corner of the end zone, throws, touchdown, Jordan Cameron. Give to Richardson, he's to the 10, to the 5, he's in, touchdown.
Your new home for the Cleveland Browns is ESPN 850, WKNR. We're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you. Truly appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on this Football Friday, Motown Friday, and frankly, where else would you rather be when your calendar has those two items on it, huh? Hey, see Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Rebel Wireless hotline right now to talk with Gil Brandt. He was, of course, the architect of all those great Cowboys teams back in the 70s. He is still more than active in National Football League personnel circles, giving all the inside stories about that for NFL.com, SiriusXM NFL Radio, and he's kind enough to join us now. And, Gil, I think the first thing Browns fans always want to know from a national perspective is how did their team do in the draft?
Well, I thought their team did extremely well. You know, number one, you didn't have a second-round pick, but what you have to do is you have to factor Gordon in as the pick. Simply because you got the money that was coming to you a year early, and that's not bad, is what it amounts to. You know, in Mingo, I think that they got a excellent, excellent football player and also a tremendous person. He will be a very, very good pass rusher, but I think he'll be a really stable individual, a kind of character type guys that you like to have on your football team, is what it is. So I think from the standpoint of the overall draft, you know, a lot of people don't know anything about Anthony Bryant from East Central Oklahoma. They don't even know where East Central is. But the guy I like is from Sandwich, Illinois, Garrett Gilkey, the big old tackle from Chadron State, whose hometown is Sandwich, Illinois. So he must be a good eater.
Yeah, to be big enough to be a lineman, absolutely. And, Gil, back it up with Mingo. So 237 pounds, he's got a 6'4" frame. Some would look at that and say, okay, that's a little light maybe specifically for an outside linebacker. But how do you see that translating into the role he would have to play in Ray Horton's 3-4 defense? And what's the capacity, as you scout a guy like that, the capacity for him to add more weight and muscle?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that he can add more weight. He's very thin in his upper body. And, you know, you get him on a good weight program, and a year from now, he's a 250-pound guy and without losing any speed. And that's the big thing there. But, you know, he has long arms. He's able to bat balls down. He's able to drop into space and cover things. But, you know, more than anything is he's really a quality character person. And you know, those are the guys that end up working the hardest to get ready for their National Football League career. So I thought the Browns did a very, very good job. And then going over to the 17 free agents, I think it is, that they signed, I thought that they did a very, very good job of signing free agents. In fact, we put up a list at NFL.com of who has done the best job in that area, and they're one of the 10 teams that we thought did the best job.
Yeah, I want to get into that. I know you and I were talking about this before we went on the air about the undrafted guys, and I do want to hit that. One more Mingo question, though, as we look at the other options that were there, the names that had been commonly attached to the Browns potentially at number six, Jarvis Jones was another guy who was brought up from Georgia as a possibility, and then there was thought that maybe they would get Deion Jordan, but that did not become an option once Miami makes the trade up with Oakland to number three to get that spot. As you looked at the comparison of players who would have been either available or at least considered for the Browns for that spot, would you put Mingo just right as good as any of them? And you told me, I know, on draft night in New York, we were together, you said they did a good job there. But I just wondered, when people say, okay, what were the other options, and maybe should they have gone with Dee Milner, you know, that sort of thing at cornerback. What were your thoughts in that regard?
Well, I think this, Vic, historically, I think cornerbacks are a lot easier to find down the road than quality pass-rushing defensive ends and who also can drop into space. And by that I mean we the Dallas Cowboys, 1 year that we went to into the playoffs, we opened against the Washington Redskins. We had three free agents signed, rookie free agents starting back there. You can find a defensive back in the free agent market. You're not going to find a Mingo in the free agent market. Now, let me say this to you, that the Browns, I am told, had a chance to move up, move down if their man wasn't there with the St. Louis Rams, because the Rams wanted to rush Virginia wide receiver, and they were concerned that the Jets were going to take him at number nine. But when it played out after the fifth pick, after Detroit took Ziggy Ansah, there was no hesitation. They told the Rams they weren't interested, and they got their guy.
Gil Brandt is joining us from NFL.com, SiriusXM NFL Radio. Gil, when we talk, too, about the corner position, of course, the Browns addressing it in the third round and getting Leon McFadden from San Diego State, some questions about maybe he's not the tallest ideal height guy at just under 5'10", but a solid 193 and generally regarded as a quick-footed guy, a good athlete overall. How do you like this pick?
Oh, I like him a lot. I've said this on seems like 1,000 occasions. There's not a lot of difference, I don't think, between the 10th, 11th, 12th pick in the draft and about the 75th pick in the draft. I think there were people throughout the league that felt that he could go at the bottom of the first, the top of the second, is what it was. So I think that that's a good pick for him. I think he's a good football player, and I think he's a guy that will play there for a long time.
And, Gil, you mentioned about the undrafted free agents. There are 18 that the Browns signed, and you liked what they did. What prompted you to give them the high marks?
Well, first of all, you know, in Chris Falk, who was injured this year from LSU, they got a big offensive tackle. Now, I'm not sure he can't play guard, is what it is. But he's a player that obviously would have been drafted relatively high had he not been injured. I like Braxton Cave, and I know you have as good a center as there is in the league, but I also think he's very good. The overall group of guys that they signed, I thought were interesting. You know, let me say this to you, that I've known Mike Lombardi for more years than any of us care to remember, and I'll tell you, I'll put Mike in a room with anybody, anytime, and his evaluation ability, I think he'll be as good or better than anybody that I know. I think he does a really, really good job. And I think, you know, our biggest problem is that we always seem to look for the one mistake he made. Or we also seem to look and say, well, in the mock draft. Now, remember, all these people that are doing mock drafts, they're not people that draft people.
Right.
They're people that are on the outside trying to create a buzz for themselves. And I think a good example of that is Jarvis Jones. Jarvis Jones, and you brought him up earlier, Jarvis Jones of Georgia was Kuiper's first pick. and I think he went 19th or whatever it was, 17th to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But as I said, I think Michael and Joe Banner, his success and ability to understand the draft and understand the salary cap makes it an ideal situation for the Browns.
One guy that is brought up in this draft for the Browns, and has to be because he was part of a trade during the draft, was Devon Bess, wide receiver they picked up from Miami. Your thoughts on him, Gil?
I think he's a heck of a little football player. You know, he's a short guy that doesn't run real fast, but boy, he's productive, and once he gets his hands on the ball, he'll make people miss. No, and he's been a starter.
Gil, as we look at the big picture of the rest of the draft, quarterback discussion was constant, and a lot of eyebrows were raised when E.J. Manuel ended up going 16th overall to the Buffalo Bills. As you look at that in relation to the whole quarterback group, because pretty much everybody else was taken lower, do you see this as being any chance that we could be surprised that this group of quarterbacks makes the impact on the NFL that so many didn't think is or don't think is possible?
Well, I like Manuel. I think Manuel's a real good football player. And I was happy to see Buffalo get him. I think that being your home city, Buffalo, what is it, 13 or 14 years since they've been in the playoff, and I think this is a guy that can take him to that playoff level.
Wow.
And I think he's a really good football player. Another quality person with really good leadership qualities. He reminds you, and I say reminds, not saying he is, he reminds you a lot of Cam Newton, from the way he takes charge, his actions, his ability to run and pass, a lot like Cam Newton. And so, you know, I think that will help their team a lot.
Yeah. Well, Gil, thank you so much for your time, and we will catch up with you again down the line.
Good. Thanks, Vic. Thanks for having me.
All right. Gil Brandt from NFL.com, SiriusXM NFL Radio, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, hey, pull yourself a polar pop. Hey, hey, pull yourself a polar pop.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
For yourself,
a polar
pop.
Only at Circle K.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5353.
Let's face it, neighbors.
For the last few months, we've been in Blahsville, Coldville, slip all over the roadville, can't feel your toesville, and wondering why you still live here. Are you too young to move to Bocaville? In short, Depressingville. But hey, this is the weekend that all changes, because this weekend, it's going to be warm. Finally warm enough to get out the grill and cook up your first Johnsonville sausage of the season. Oh yeah, it's all coming back to you now. The juicy broth, the Italian sausage with the perfect blend of spices, one bite of Johnsonville, and suddenly you forget Depressingville because you've entered Springville, Happyville, alive at lastville. Get reacquainted with your neighbors who are cooler than you thoughtville. Why would you ever leaveville? And all the other great vills that happen with Johnsonville. So what are you waiting for? Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes. Get outside and let the villing begin.
Or golf season is here. Join me, the Dean, Greg Brenda, and PGA Golf Pro Jimmy Hanlon every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 for the WKNR Golf Show, presented by Nemacolin Woodlands Resort. From the latest golf news to the best gear to tips to improve your game, we've got you covered. The WKNR Golf Show is presented by Nemacolin Woodlands Resort and is brought to you by Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop, Dave Walter BMW, MT Business Technologies, Granite Golf Properties, Golf Tech, and ESPN Cleveland.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force has the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force has no charge live two-way voice with every alarm system. Installation, activation, and warranty are also no charge and only $25 a month for monitoring. Call Alarm Force today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Shotgun, Cousins back, 3rd and 11, back to pass. He fires over the middle, tip, intercepted, T.J. Ward, 35, 30, 25, 20. He's to the 10, a little jitterbug.
The Cleveland Browns play on ESPN 850, WKNR.
They give to Richardson, he's to the 10, to the 5, he's in, touchdown.
The brand new Browns home is ESPN 850, WKNR.
No doubt about it.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We go back to your questions and comments via the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages. Marv from Facebook talking about Leon McFadden, the third-round cornerback drafted by the Browns, and the fact that he's under 5'10". We've talked about that during the show and many shows since the draft. But Marv says it's not like we have to play the Falcons twice a year where they have big wide receivers. Most cornerbacks in the NFL are around that size. McFadden will do well under Ray Horton. I tend to agree. I'm not going to lie and say, yeah, I'm completely comfortable with the size thing, because that is, first of all, it's why he was available in the third round largely. And definitely the trend in this league is toward taller cornerbacks. Personnel people will tell you that. GMs will tell you that. Doesn't mean that you can't succeed with a smaller guy, but that is something to think about. And then the issue becomes, and in talking with him yesterday on this show, it's his technique, it's his ability to deal with it himself and use every bit of that 193 pounds that he has to be physical and, again, technique-wise, and you heard Hanford Dixon talk about it in this show, too, all breaking it down, all the things that a corner has to do, and Hanford would know. And something we want to pass along to you, by the way, you know about the movie Draft Day being filmed here in Northeast Ohio based on the Browns. Well, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and it's going to run from 10 to 1 p.m., there's going to be a casting call for football players only, guys with football-playing background at Garfield Heights High School, the field there, 4900 Turney Road in Garfield Heights. And Real Style, which is a casting and talent resource, is looking for football players ages 18 to 25 years old and all ethnicities to show up and be part of this casting call. So we'll see. You'll see how this works out for you. No contact during the tryout, but be prepared to run basic football drills, wear appropriate workout gear and shoes. All right, we want to thank for their participation in the show, Hanford Dixon, and Paul Kruger, of course, with Jameer Howardson. Want to thank Gil Brandt. Want to thank Lauren Whitaker and Drew Boatner. Want to thank my outstanding producer and the man behind Motown Fridays, Dave DiNatale. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.